I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. The late, great ragtime composer Ubi Blake had a song, "If You've Never Been Vamped by a Brown Skin, You've Never Been Vamped at All." Well, that's some pop cult dating wisdom from 100 years ago, but finding someone you love is a much more serious prospect, and race comes into it, as does most things. Joe Williams has been thinking things through. He's a recent divorcee who just returned to the dating world. He's also the deputy chief of the Boston Globe's Washington Bureau, where he wrote an article about the racial politics of dating. He has agreed to give us his take on interracial dating, along with George Yancey, a professor of sociology at the University of North Texas. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing great. So, Joe, let me start with you. You wrote this article for the Boston Globe magazine reflecting on your return to dating, and you are recently divorced, so it's been a while since you've been out on the range. And so, what are the biggest challenges for you?
Well, I must say I really like that quote. I mean, it's a great quote about vamping brown skin, because yeah. I'm trying to vamp mine, but to limited effect. Basically, a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm older. I'm of a previous generation. And what got me thinking about the piece was the fact that we were about to have a president who is in many ways post-racial, and his election, a lot of people were saying, was post-racial. And it was coinciding with me trying to enter back into, you know, into the world of romance, which was scary enough on its own. But to even start thinking about crossing the race line at this age was a little bit daunting because of the way I'd grown up. I grew up in the South. I was, the single. You know, my parents had daughters, and the son was always warned, particularly growing up in the South in that era, that look, there are some things you don't know because you just have to be careful. So to even start thinking about that, and then all of a sudden I start exploring the world, and it's like, wow, this is completely different than when I left it. Not only is it evidence of a post-Obama generation coming to cultural maturity, but also the fact that my own mind has to get opened up a little bit, and that's basically what I was trying to express in the piece.
So, if I may ask, what's the state of play, player?
The state of play is sidelined, shall we say. I mean, there's so, way too much going on that right now it's not even possible to think about that. But I know that when I do have like a spare moment of to even reflect on this sort of thing, I often wonder, because, you know, I was in an unsuccessful relationship with an African American woman, and that's not necessarily a soul thing. I mean, it's not a cause and effect thing. But certainly thinking about a long term relationship with a person who is not of the same race as me still gives me pause. I still sort of wonder about that. I still don't feel entirely comfortable with it, so I'm not sure where it goes from here.
When you walk, have you ever been in a situation where somebody basically called you out for either the reality or the theoretical prospect that you had been or would date white women? I mean, some people can get really salty.
Well, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my first experience in college, when things were still brand new, I was called out a couple times, like, yeah, he's going to end up with a white girl. And I was like, wait a minute, where did that come from? You know, mainly because at that point I was really new to the scene. You know, I'm coming to college. College is supposed to be a place where you experiment, and that really hadn't entered in my mind. But you know, many people just kind of called it, probably because of my background. And you know, certain times, and I'm certain some people can tell by the way I speak that, you know, sometimes it's open to question. I've had black people wonder if I'm white if I talk to them on the phone, and I've had white people say really insulting things, especially along those lines. And, you know, it's a fact of life for some black men, for young black men, and particularly in this era where things are changing, it seems that we're going to have to think about a different mindset, and I'm going to have to change my mindset and do it differently.
Well, on that note, I'm going to bring in George Yancey, who is a professor of sociology. You've been doing research on the acceptance and perception of interracial coupling. So what did you learn?
Well, clearly there's a lot more acceptance than there has been in the past, and I think that's reflective in some of the dating patterns we've seen. People about 45, 50 or older are highly unlikely to interracially date relative to other individuals. But, you know, below that age range, we find a lot of people willing to interracially date, relatively speaking, compared to that upper group. So that to me denotes that that the cohorts today are much more open to interracial dating. Now, what is interesting is that it's still that people choose who they're going to date racially. In other words, you know, a person may be open to dating Asians or Hispanics, but not dating whites or blacks. But the idea of only dating your own race, that's becoming less and less common today.
Why do you think, I mean, or how about this? Do you think that things will change in the Obama era, in the sense that a lot of people, you know, people in you know, my circle of journalists have been covering multiculturalism, biracial identity, all these things for years, but now people with a president who is black and biracial are looking at, you know, things like his parents' marriage as well as his own. Do you think we're seeing a trend line towards more acceptance of interracial relationships as well as more interracial relationships, period?
I'm not 100% sure that having Obama as president is going to qualitatively increase the acceptance. And the reason why is that he is hardly ever described as a biracial president or a biracial president-elect. He's always, that I hear, described as a black president. So I think that in people's minds, even though they know that he has a white mother, he's still perceived as being black. And we have a history of a one-drop rule where that's just sort of seen as, okay, he's black. So, you know, we have gotten more acceptance of interracial dating over time, but I guess what I'm saying is I'm not sure that Obama's president is going to necessarily increase that any faster.
Well, I also this one thing that sort of raised, if I can jump in on thinking about and talking to people about what I wrote, is that the question of what would have happened if Obama had married a white woman. That, you know, certainly if he is biracial, he does have, you know, half of his family is white. Would that have changed America's perception about him? And specifically, would that have changed black America's perception about him?
Do you think that it would have put the kibosh on him?
Speaking personally, I think probably, yeah, because there still is, even though it's socially acceptable on a certain level, on a higher level, on the plane that he's playing in, you have to be conventional. I mean, you can witness his wife, his children, his family arrangement. I mean, nobody's wearing dreads. Everybody's pretty much mainstream. And I think it's still seen, and this is just my personal opinion. I don't have any research to base it on, but it's my personal opinion that on a level like that, I think it probably would have caused more. I think it probably would have caused problems.
Overall, I'll start with you, Joe. The question for you would be, overall, are you hopeful on a personal level that you will be able to follow whatever it is that's your North Star in dating and not let race complicate things too much?
Hopeful is probably the best word for it. Likely is still probably too far in the past. I mean, I think simply because of my age. I mean, I have a lot of qualms about that I still haven't been able to reconcile, one of which I was trying to work out in the piece, is that, yeah, it should be okay to do whatever you want to. And I firmly believe that. I believe strongly in the right for gays to marry, for example, and I believe very strongly that people should be who they want to be with, if they make them happy and if they hurt no one else. But personally, it's different having been steeped in tradition, having been steeped in you know, racial education, for lack of a better word. That's still pretty difficult for folks, or for me personally in my generation, to kind of overcome.
George, when you hear that, what does it say to you?
Well, what Joe is describing is something that I see in my research. There's a sort of a paradox there. What I found is that African Americans are actually more open to having people in their family interracially date than other racial groups, yet they are less willing to interracially date themselves. So Joe's sort of describing this paradox as he just says, well, yeah, in theory, anyone should be able to date whoever they want to date, and yet he shows a hesitation that's there, which I think is in the black community. So I think there's a paradox that we don't completely understand why it's there. I have some, you know, speculation as to why it's there, and that's what makes this research so interesting.
Well, and speaking personally, nobody wants to be called an Uncle Tom, because that sentiment is still out there. I mean, if I can be, you know, mm-hmm. as crude as that. That sentiment is still out there, and it's a lingering thing in the back of my mind. I mean, if I happen to end up with someone who is white or Asian, there's always this question, because I know quite a few African-American women who are single who lament the fact that there aren't a lot of good black men out there, and I've heard the talk, you know, why are you going out with a white girl? You know, aren't sisters good enough for you? Well, that's not the whole story, and it does carry a lot of baggage. And again, I'm speaking only from my personal experience and from my era, which I don't think is going to be represented too much longer. I mean, I guess I'm hopeful that it won't be represented too much longer, but there is that lingering suspicion out there.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about because we could fill a whole show with this, and we might one day. But for now, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We were speaking to Joe Williams, the deputy chief of the Boston Globe's Washington Bureau. He joined us from NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C., and George Yancey, professor of sociology at the University of North Texas.